Hey there, Jen here, and this is a happy bit. I was recently talking with a friend about the book, The Desire Map by Danielle Laporte. It's a great book. If you haven't read it, be sure to get it. And in the book, Danielle challenges us to decide how we want to feel. So my friend and I were kind of talking about how we want to feel 1 year from now. And to make the exercise powerful, you need to include the five senses. What does it look like, sound like, feel like, taste like, smell like? All of it. So for me, it involves a little more time freedom, some help with more household tasks, and the ability to drop anything and do fun things with my kids, the ability to sit and cuddle more often, to have a lot more flexibility. So to make that happen, I'm getting more help with my business, and it's freeing up the time I want, creating the situation that matches how I want to feel. So I want to give you a challenge. How do you want to feel a year from now? Don't just set random goals that sound good or that society would expect you to set. How do you want to feel? What feelings do you love most? For me, there is no question the greatest feeling in the world is just sitting beside someone, maybe holding their hand or cuddling with them, like with my cute little daughter, Cora, who's two, and just feeling that moment of pure love and connection. To me, that is a piece of heaven on earth. And that's what I want to feel more than anything else. What do you want to feel? Decide that and begin every day to visualize it. Imagine that it's already there, already happening. I'll be giving you a second challenge on this exact same topic on Friday, and you're going to love it. So, until then, how do you want to feel? Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women Podcast at www.jenryday.com.